This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Hadith number 245. Man kana lahu sha'run falyukrimhu. Man kana lahu sha'run falyukrimhu. Imam Abu Dawud relates this hadith. It is recommended, well actually the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has hair should groom it, which is the majority of people. Right? Whoever has hair should groom it. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you hair, well, look after it. Essentially saying, look after it. Yukrimhu, honor it. Which means to oil it, to comb it, to keep it cut neatly, to make it look decent, and so on and so forth. There's a whole chapter about the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how he used to groom his hair and what he used to do for his hair in the Shama'il. It's a chapter well worth reading, the Shama'il of Imam Tirmidhi. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use a lot of oil because he had long hair. The normal way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to have long hair as opposed to short hair. The only time that it's related that he had short hair was when he went for Umrah or Hajj and he had it cut there. Otherwise, all the time his hair dangled down to his earlobes or halfway down to his shoulders or all the way down to his shoulders. Those were the three lengths that we hear about. But he used to keep it oiled properly because when you have a lot of hair, and women would know this when they have a lot of hair, is that it pulls a lot of resources from your brain, from your head. And you need to keep it oiled. To keep it oiled, otherwise it gets very dry. And then it becomes harmful for the hair as well. So keeping it oiled actually keeps your brain fresh as well. Keeps the head fresh. And it's important to do that. The way to apply hair, one of the best ways to apply hair is to get some oil and put it into the middle of the head. To put it in the middle of the head by the brain, towards kind of middle of the front. So that part sucks in, and then after that to oil the rest of the hair as well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to carry a comb with him. He used to look in a mirror. He used to comb his hair. So it's not a woman thing to do only. Yes, it should not lead to a level of obsession. That's what's important. So it's not that even men, I mean, it's bad enough when women do it, but it's bad when men are always pulling out their comb to see and look at themselves. Not their comb necessarily, but their phones nowadays. Because the screen acts like a very good mirror. Right? So, you know, they're constantly looking at themselves and making sure every hair is in its place. That's really weird. Especially those that use those that have the spiked up hair where they have to actually manage it every morning. Like women have to spend 2 hours on their makeup every morning. So you got boys and you got these young guys who have to gel it up in a particular way and then have the spikes in it, you know, only 5 spikes to the front and 3 spikes to the back and so on. And or a tuft of hair right in the front or on the side, you know, in a particular way because they're trying to copy somebody else maybe or have a unique look. I really feel sorry for those people who are really obsessed because they're really obsessed over something which is not really worth being obsessed over. As such. And it's a very womanly thing to do. It's okay when women do it to a certain degree. It gets really bad when they're doing it at every traffic light as well. This obviously includes the beard as well. The beard is very important for it to be managed properly as well. And not that it should just be left to grow on its own and then let it be wispy and flying all over the place. That's also very important. Having said that, it's necessary as mentioned in the majority of madhabs, that the beard needs to be at least one fistful. Only the Shafi'is have an opinion of less than that. So just because you keep it groomed, there are people in a particular country that I visited, and they all had short beards, and one of the reasons they cited there was because it says that you should groom your hair and you should make it look good, so this way it looks better. But that's really just a justification. The reason is that the reason why they're not allowed to the reason why they don't keep a big beard is because of political reasons, and they receive a lot of harassment, major problems. I mean, I'm talking about Syria, you can understand the government, how it is down there, and what the kind of crackdown. The way of the government of Syria is, they just absolutely have no care or compassion for anybody. You think before we saw what we saw, you think the Israelis were the worst. But what these guys are doing here, they might even be putting the Israelis to shame in what they do. They both seem to have been influenced by each other. And these Syrians who are doing this, they're Alawis. So they're not proper Muslims anyway. You know, I'm not one to do takfir, but they're not proper Muslims. Even the main body of the Shiites would not call them Muslim, because they've got some really extreme view of the Alawites. Alawites who believe that Ali radiallahu anhu was divine, was like God or something like that. So even the normal Shiites would probably consider them to be off the track. It's a very small minority, very, very small group of people who are doing this. And probably for them it's just like survival. Because if they lose that, they've lost it all, right? They may have shared with Saddam in being Ba'athists, which is an ideology. But Saddam was not Nusayri, Saddam was actually Sunni, right? Whereas this guy, these guys are not Sunni. They're the form of extreme Shiites. So you can see what they're doing, just like the Israelis are doing, but we don't know who's doing worse now. It's really bad. Now what happens in situations like that with the ulama there, when they can't keep a beard, and I know that, you know, it was like that in Egypt as well, is that then you have to find ways of justifying why you're doing what you're doing, and eventually it becomes a justification only, which is really sad. But for the Shafi'is, they have some allowance in their school anyway. Though it's not something we need to try to look for and follow, because what's most important is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, regardless of madahib. And what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did was something that happened before the madahibs were even around. The madahibs are based on their perspective of what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. But the sunnah is clear, the way the beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. So that's why this should not be used as an example to chop the beard off as such.